This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
We'll see how Tim Walz, for now governor of Minnesota, press conference goes later today. Yeah. Word on the street from their local media, we'll see if it's true, is that he is dropping out of the governor's race, which tells you everything you need to know about how bad this Somali fraud is. Mm-hmm. And it's bad.
Although he will portray that as simply persecution by Donald Trump, as retribution for his campaign against him in the previous election.
Yeah, and unfortunately for him, though, we have the receipts.
Yeah, there is that, yes. And there's apparently quite a few of them.
Yeah. And the left doing their level best to confuse things here. We're going to tear that apart in a moment. But, well, you know what? Well, let's start with that. Okay, so Nick Shirley, his videos ultimately hitting more than 150 million views, a mm-hmm. absolute testament to X.
Yep.
And the power of the new media and the liberal media's inability to lie their way out of this story. They tried, though. Picking apart Nick Shirley's video of, you know, what basically these Somali daycares, and there was some more stuff on basically these medical, you know, delivery rides and all of that. Oh, Nick Shirley's a bad guy. He got this wrong. He got that wrong. And then we comes back. We double check it. No, he actually didn't get it wrong. They can't get the Democrats and the media can't get their story straight. Look, here's the thing. Nick Shirley's video was interestingly, but we don't need it. He didn't break this. The media tried to confuse people over the break. Oh, Nick Shirley, bad guy. Something, you know, his video. Look, there are some Somali children there in the parking lot. Yeah, how convenient. Okay, but how do we know that this is going on? How can we know? Well, we know because a local television outlet there in Minnesota broke the story 11 months ago about the Somali fraud.
Yeah.
That was 11 months ago. In May, Kash Patel, to his credit, surged the FBI to Minneapolis, the good guys, the good ones, and they began deconstructing this. $9 billion in fraud was found by the federal prosecutor before anybody ever knew the name or the face Nick Shirley. All of these things happened. So, you know, Nick Shirley went to the parking lot and, you know, he's knocking on doors and he wants to enroll his child in the daycares. Of course, he can't because they're fake and fraudulent. And the media figures, well, we'll just
cause, we'll throw a little mud at him, we'll confuse everybody, that'll take care of it. No, it won't. It won't take care of it because we have too many sources, Lee. Mm-hmm. It goes on and on and on. Like, take this guy, Jeremy Christensen. He is an financial investigator with the Department of Homeland Security, the Federal Department of Homeland Security. He was called in 2015 after the warrants and the raids on the Somali daycares.
Wait, 2015?
2015.
Yeah. Okay.
He worked on the case after the warrants and the raids. They surveilled them for 3 months, which is how he knew there were no kids there in 2015. Now, you'll hear him describe how all of their investigatory files, the investigation itself, simply disappeared. Meetings called off. And by the way, the people who are involved in this is incredible. Department of Homeland Security, the Minneapolis PD, the state of Minneapolis's police force, the IRS, and the FBI were involved. And it just disappeared under Obama. But take a listen to what he found back then.
I was an HSI agent for 16 years in my 30-year law enforcement career. Back around 2015-ish, a case landed on my desk one day from my supervisor, basically advising me that the state was running a fraud case regarding daycare fraud in Minneapolis through Health and Human Services or Department of Human Services. And they were had a task force put together, and they wanted HSI to participate based on our money skills and our immigration skills and so forth like that. Personnel of various law enforcement agencies, the Health and Human Services, BCA, St. Paul PD, Minneapolis PD, and it was all revolving around fraudulent daycares. They were setting up sham daycares, fake bills, fake students, or just enrolling students that never came, which just all fake daycares. That's the easiest way to explain it. And then over the next several months, we executed several search warrants throughout South Minneapolis, Lake Street, and different areas at these daycares. Never, now one of the daycares I served warrants on, not one person was ever present. Just empty buildings, stacks of invoices and student records of people that our surveillance showed never went there. Nobody ever came in and out of these daycares. It was just completely empty from my experience. Never was occupied daycare. And like I said, we worked that for 3-4 months. I was assigned that case just as a support person to assist with anything needing as far as financial. And ultimately, the task force just kind of went away. Not sure whatever happened to it. The meetings, you know, I would get email notices when their next planning meeting, what we're going to do next. And all of a sudden it just evaporated, just went away into thin air.
So this is going to be fascinating, Lee. Those warrants are out there. Yeah. The surveillance records are out there. They surveilled these daycares. They raided these daycares. 2015. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. You want to hear something else cool?
Yeah.
Where did they get the idea to surveil these daycares? This is a 6-minute interview with him. They got it because the Somali men were funneling hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars in cash through the Minnesota airport every week. And that tipped off the Department of Homeland Security. Wait, what? They had a legitimate cash transfer business run by Somali men. They declared the cash. They didn't hide it. And they brought it through every single week. In fact, patting the Somali men down and going through their suitcases became a regular part of TSA training in Minneapolis. Well, when this Homeland Security investigator went to the federal prosecutor and said, basically, we need to figure out where this money's coming from. Things come from the fraud. That's how they ended up back at the daycares. Listen to TSA agent Liz Sweeney. She's talking about Somali men coming through every week and how, and during the 5 years she worked as a sworn TSA agent, she thinks they moved around $1 billion. Out of the country that way, through the Minneapolis airport.
The suitcases came in, and it was always, the MO was always 2 Somalian men traveling in pairs. And so the process was, as a TSA agent, we would pull the bag, and then we'd bring them to a private screening room. And we would open the suitcase, and make sure that that's all it was stacks of cash. A Leo would come and maybe question them and for sure take a picture of their identification. There is a trail out there. And if they'd like to find all this cash, they should start at the airport. Because in the 5 years I was there, I believe $1 billion went through the airport.
So it's interesting that the left doesn't like Nick Shirley. He thinks he's a bad guy, wants to call him a racist. But honestly, we don't need his video. Unless you just want to get a good look at the parking lot. I mean, nice guys, great work. Yeah. But there is so the records here are deep, wide, and long. And the Democrat Party's in trouble. They're in trouble. Now it makes perfect sense why Tim Walz was so vehemently against Elon Musk and Doge. Mm-hmm. This is why the Democrats went wildly, literally hand-to-hand combat when Doge walked in completely legitimately to the Treasury where 20% of the payments going out were just being wired into accounts. No name, can't even tell who, like, what program is this? You know, should this person have this? Where is this going? None of that. Remember, we couldn't even log into the system to see the payments. And that was the treasurer. Scott Bessent had already been sworn as a treasurer. He is responsible for every one of those payments. He couldn't even get into the system. That's why he needed Doge to try to extract a password to the system. And finally, remember, we had a mid-level manager step up because the bureaucrats were saying, no, we're not letting you in. And he said, okay, I got the password. Here's how you can get in, figure out who they're paying. That there is a direct line from that lead to this. It's massive. Somalis are not the only ones the Democrats taught to do this. The list is long, I guarantee it. So we're going to get to the bottom of that by the end of the Trump administration. I've been forecasting, and I started early and often with Doge, and I'm going to tell you what's coming. The fraud here by the Democrat Party is going to be so massive, it will leave a psychological imprint on Americans that will forever change their relationship with the federal government. That's how big this is going to be. It is going to psychologically scramble the hive mind. And what you're seeing is just the beginning of it. That's the significance of Minnesota. Tim Walz knows it. And we'll see if he reacts accordingly today. We'll see if he suspends his governor's campaign. That tells us the fraud is deeper and wider than we even knew.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Roll back the clock, folks. 2019. Democrats trashing Donald Trump for not deposing Maduro. And this became kind of a drumbeat. I've got a ton of audio on it this morning where Democrats pretended that the reason that Trump left Maduro in power in Venezuela was because Trump was clearly a Putin puppet and Maduro was a Putin puppet too. So one Putin puppet knows not to remove another Putin puppet, and that surely was the only reason that Maduro was allowed to stay. And everybody got in on this. Here's Senator Chris Murphy, for example. 2019. If Trump, and by the way, this is Trump is still in office, right? If Trump cared about consistency, he would make the realist case for intervention in Venezuela. Getting rid, he puts in parentheses, getting rid of Maduro is good for the United States. Rather than trying to pretend his administration all of a sudden cares about toppling anti-democratic regimes. So this is Senator Chris Murphy blasting Trump for not toppling Maduro. If Trump cared, he would make the realist case for intervention in Venezuela. Getting rid of Maduro is good for the United States. What is Senator Murphy saying this weekend after Trump did exactly what he wanted?
Donald Trump's entire foreign policy is corrupt. Russia, the Middle East, and now Venezuela is all about making money for his friends. And Wall Street, the oil industry, they can make a lot of money off of Venezuela if they run it. You saw within hours of the invasion, the announcement of a group of Wall Street investors.
So he trashes Trump for being a Putin puppet and leaving Maduro in place. Then when he removes Maduro, as Senator Murphy demanded that Trump do, now Trump is corrupt. Folks, these people, I've been telling you this for years, have no core values other than power for themselves and for their cronies, of whom Maduro is one. Here's Democrat Majority Leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, 2019, trashing Trump. And look, he's going off on Trump because Juan Guaido, who was the legitimate winner of the election, Maduro stole it, was sitting in the gallery in Congress. They brought him there for a Trump speech. And then they did a whole bunch of interviews saying, you know, Trump is a Putin puppet. That's why he hasn't intervened when Maduro stole the election from Guaido. Guaido shouldn't be sitting in the stands here in Congress. He should be running Venezuela and would be, but for the Trump-Putin puppet nexus. So that's Chuck Schumer. Here he is trashing Trump for not removing Maduro in 2019.
He brags about all these things he wants to do or is doing. Maybe the best metaphor was his claim to bring democracy to Venezuela. If the policy was working, Juan Guaido wouldn't be in the balcony here. He'd be in Venezuela. He'd be sitting in the president's palace. He's here. And the president brags about his Venezuela policy? He hasn't brought an end to the Maduro regime. The Maduro regime is more powerful today and more entrenched today than it was when the president began.
So that was Chuck Schumer trashing him in 2019 when they were all speaking on the same talking points. Trump is a Putin puppet. That's why Maduro is allowed to stay. Now, listen to Chuck Schumer this weekend. The same Democrat Senate leader who demanded that Trump remove Maduro.
It was reckless. It was dangerous. And looking at the president's demeanor, he didn't even seem to be aware of how dangerous and reckless it is. Let me be clear. Launching military action without congressional authorization, without a credible plan for what comes next is reckless.
We have the War Powers Act. Tim Kaine and I and Rand Paul are sponsors of it. It's going to come to the floor this week. And if it is voted for, if it's voted positively in both houses, then the president can't do another thing in Venezuela without the okay of Congress.
Pete Buttigieg, who then was running in the Democrat primary, wanted to run for president. What did he write about this? Demanding that Donald Trump stop Maduro. Here's his tweet. January of 2020, the illegitimate takeover of the Venezuelan National Assembly is further evidence that dictator Maduro will stop at nothing to consolidate his grip on power. I stand behind Juan Guaido and the Venezuelan people as they strive to reclaim their democracy and defend their rights. He was blasting Trump over the weekend. So look, these guys are total hypocrites. Total hypocrites. Texter writes, Would you say half of the $40 trillion in debt is due to fraud? Let's see. So that'd be $20 trillion? Possibly. No, I mean, it's all on the table. It's all on the table. Now, some of it, we got at least $5 to $6 trillion in there. That was Iraq war debt and Afghanistan debt. And a lot of it we ran up. But the legitimate question, if we did not pay for the fraud every year, could we balance the budget? It's a better way to put it, and not rack up debt? I think there's a really good possibility. Yes, I think the fraud is that big going forward. I'll lay it up. Coming up. This is either really great news or really bad news, depending on your perspective. But here's the headline in Fox News. This South Carolina community, this is Fox Business, is becoming a housing hotspot. It's Greenville. Home listings in Greenville rose 22% year over year with an astonishing 4% rise growth in the population, 4.1% in just 4 years, according to the Census Bureau. So people have figured it out. The word about Greenville is unfortunately out. And look, the good news is this is why the price of your home on average has increased 5% in the last year. If you're trying to find a home here in Greenville, upsize, downsize, it's not great news. But the demand is incredible. Headline, South Carolina still reigns as top spot for moving to in 2025. Report. The number one state for people to move to in 2025 was South Carolina. Now, if you look at it, they'll say Myrtle Beach was ranked as the number one city for Americans to move to. Greenville is number two in South Carolina. However, when you look at it by region, upstate beats Myrtle Beach. When you go city, city, Myrtle Beach, beach, Greenville. But when you go region, upstate absolutely, you know, cleans the clock of the Myrtle Beach area. As you're talking about Spartanburg and Anderson, Clemson, Pickens, all those places. Yeah. South Carolina, weirdly, also the number one destination for white people to move to. I'm not sure what that means. We're just reporting the news here. Now, I always get the text from people, oh, no, they're going to blow it up, so it's turn blue. No, well, at least not yet. The mix of people moving here, remember this article? It's almost a year old now. The mix of people moving here is actually slightly, ever so slightly more conservative than the state itself. Not much. But it's either on par or slightly to the right of what we already have. And that's why we're not getting bluer. So, yes, you may have a new blue neighbor, but that doesn't mean anything. We're pretty much staying the same with the influx here. That people are moving here are self-selecting, and they're Republican at about the same rate that the state is to begin with. So, good news. Since we just don't want, this place is going to change. I mean, you can see that in the traffic. You can see that in how crammed the gills it is and how honestly poorly planned we were for this kind of growth. But at the same time, probably not going to be too much of a culture change beyond, you know, getting blocked in the box at Woodruff Road endlessly, like maybe for days at a time here at the rate we're going. So again, if you own property here, it's really good news. If you're invested here, if you're thinking about investing, it's good news. All right. Meanwhile, folks, to get an idea of, on another subject, how big this Somali fraud thing's going to get. And by the way, the on the street sleuths have, they've already traced this Somali fraud thing all the way up to what, if I'd been on the air, I would have told you we're going to find, which is the white Democrat leadership that taught them how to do it, that encouraged it, that was responsible for it. We've already got a couple of names on the ground in Minnesota. Word on the street in Minnesota, we'll see if it's true, is that Governor Tim Walz is dropping out of the governor's race today in a press conference. I don't know. Maybe not. But that's what is being reported locally. So we'll keep our eye on it. Meanwhile, folks, going back to this in the beginning of the year, this is why Governor Tim Walz, who may or may not be dropping out of the governor's race today, who's directly tied to this fraud, was so freaked out by Doge. This is Elon Musk back in April on a podcast with Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, talking about the level of the fraud that Doge was finding. Keep in mind, this is $100 to $200 billion worth of fraud a year. Most of it to support illegal immigrant populations in America. And what you're seeing with the Somalis, a lot of them are citizens. There's not enough jobs for them either. We only create 60,000 jobs a month on average now. You can't take in a million people on visas every year and think you're going to have jobs for them. I mean, that's 83,000 people a month coming in on immigrant visas. We're only creating 60,000 jobs for the entire country a year. That math don't add up. That dog doesn't hunt. And so what do you need? Well, you need to put them on the welfare roll. Well, that's illegal under federal law. Well, then you need to commit fraud. That's how we got here. And that is exactly what Elon Musk was foreshadowing in the beginning of the year.
The single biggest thing that they're worried about is that Doge is going to turn off fraudulent payments of entitlements. Everything from Social Security, Medicare, disability, Small Business Administration loans, turn them off to illegals. Okay, this is the thing that why they really hit my guts and want me to die.
And do you think that's billions, hundreds of billions? What do you think the scale is of that?
I think across the country, it's well north of 100 billion, maybe 200 billion. By using entitlements fraud, the Democrats have been able to attract and retain vast numbers of illegal immigrants.
And buy voters.
And buy voters, exactly. They basically bring in, I don't know, 10, 20 million people who are beholden to the Democrats for government handouts and will vote overwhelmingly Democrat, as has been demonstrated in California. This is
overwhelming. It's an election strategy.
Yes.
It's power.
Yes. And it doesn't take much to turn the swing states blue. I mean, often a swing state might be won by 10, 20,000 votes.
Sure.
So if the Dems can bring in 200,000 illegals and over time get them legalized, not counting any cheating that takes place, because there is some cheating, but even without cheating, if you bring in illegals that are 10x the voter differential in a swing state, it will no longer be a swing state.
Right.
And the Dems will win all the swing states, just a matter of time, and America will be permanent, deep blue socialist state. The House, the Senate, the presidency, and the Supreme Court will all go hardcore Dem. They will then further cement that by bringing in even more aliens. So you can't vote your way out of it.
Their objective is to make it
one party socialist state. Yeah. And it'll be much worse than California, because at least California is mitigated by the fact that someone can leave California.
Right. You can go to Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you did.
They're going to make everywhere California, but worse.
And it's spreading. It's spreading. I played you the clip from the TSA agent earlier saying that in the 5 years she's worked in Minnesota airport, she's seen Somali men move $1 billion in cash through there, despite multiple federal investigations, just got randomly closed. You've got all of that going on. Now they're looking into these healthcare homes in Minnesota. This is incredible. At least 455 of them identified so far. They're supposed to be taking care of patients. They're not.
Here in Minnesota, a local realtor reached out to me to tell me about another way that Somalians are scamming Minnesotans out of their taxpayer dollars. In her community alone, Somalians have bought up over 455 homes. They buy these homes, claiming they're turning these homes into home health care centers. She says the way we know Somalians have bought these homes is because all of a sudden, extremely nice cars start showing up. Mercedes, BMWs, the nicest cars are parked in the driveway. And she said, by law, the state will not come out and inspect these homes and make sure these homes even have clients living in these homes. But she says many of these homes do not even have clients in them. But the state is writing them checks every month for the clients that the Somalians say are in these homes. And these Somalians are making millions of dollars off of these homes every year. The Somalians have figured out exactly the perfect plan as to how to scam Minnesota taxpayers out of their money. They are banking on this, making millions of dollars. And the government here in Minnesota is too lazy to go and check it out to see if there's even clients living in these homes. The fraud in Minnesota is so deep.
Yeah. So remember what the New York Times reported when they quoted the lawyer for the convicted Somali fraudsters. He said, well, it seemed like the Democrats wanted them to steal the money. They deliberately looked the other way and kept refilling the kitty. My clients really came to believe Democrats wanted them to steal them. Of course they did. Democrats, theorizing online, Donald Trump must have misspoken when he said $19 billion in Somali fraud, not $9 billion, which is what Joe Thompson, the federal prosecutor, stipulated in his press conference right before the holidays. And by the way, this whole idea, Nick Shirley's lying. He's not a good guy. He's a white supremacist. And there's not even any Somali fraud. Folks, the kid's cool. If you've seen the video, I think the whole country has now. Awesome. Great. It doesn't matter if Nick Shirley ever made a video. But we literally had documented $9 billion of Somali fraud from the federal prosecutor who's been making the arrests and doing the trials. So it's interesting. I'm getting a lot of feedback from liberals today. Nick Shirley's a fraud. No, most of what you guys have reported about it actually ended up being wrong. But whatever, even if we never look at another Nick Shirley investigative video out of Minneapolis, it doesn't matter. $9 billion worth of fraud. And by the way, the other comments I've been seeing here are driving me nuts on this Somali fraud from our side. No arrests. There's never been any arrests. Why can't we? Like, what are you talking about? The FBI has been on the ground since May, and you know I'll criticize the FBI if they're not getting it done. They've been on the ground since May. 11 months ago, a local television news station broke the news about the fake Somali daycares. So the idea, though, nobody's getting arrested, it's not fair. No, we know about the $9 billion because we've been on top of this. But folks, Data Republican, who works for Doge, did work for Doge. I don't know if she still does. She doesn't say. That's why you don't know. Online found, are you ready for this? 50,000 national provider identifiers associated with Somalis across the country. 50,000 potential fraudulent businesses, and she's been posting them online so locals in all 50 states can go surveil them and figure out if they're real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades, So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.